This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Ukrainian troops are getting what they've long asked for. President Biden is letting them launch U.S.-supplied long-range missiles into Russia. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland on this major shift in policy.
Since the war began, the Biden administration has consistently shown concern about any decision that could encourage greater escalation on the part of Moscow, whether this was the delivery of tanks, HIMARS, ATACMS, or other weapons. And Mr. Putin has periodically described this war as being between Russia and the West.
To the Middle East now, Israel has killed a prominent member of the Iran-backed Hezbollah militant group. Details from reporter Linda Gratstein in Jerusalem.
Hezbollah media relations chief Mohammed Afif was killed in the Israeli strike. The strike was not in the southern suburbs of Beirut called the Dahia, but in a building in Beirut that housed the offices of the Syrian Ba'ath Party. Israel has carried out hundreds of airstrikes in Beirut in the past few months.
The Israeli army says Afif was, quote, directly involved in Hezbollah's terrorist activity against the state of Israel. To South America, until today, no sitting American president had ever visited the Amazon rainforest in Brazil. President Biden said the U.S. will spend hundreds of millions of dollars in partnership with a Brazilian company to conserve and reforest the Amazon.
The fight to protect our planet is literally a fight for humanity, for generations to come.
There will be bitter battles between the incoming president and Democrats over the next 4 years, and CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns says the fighting's already begun, 2 months from Inauguration Day.
President-elect Donald Trump took some members of his transition team out to New York for a Saturday night at the UFC fights. But here in Washington, he's gearing up for a fight of his own over several controversial choices he's made for his cabinet. At the center, Florida Republican Matt Gaetz for Attorney General.
We either get this government back on our side or we defund and get rid of, abolish the FBI, CDC, ATF, DOJ, every last one of them.
The crews fighting wildfires in the Northeast have some rain to look forward to this week. CBS News New York meteorologist Vanessa Murdoch says the region's been experiencing drought conditions.
In deficit for the season so far, over 8 3/4 inches. We are the driest autumn to date, with just 1 3/4 inches plus in the bucket.
Firefighters in New York say a voluntary evacuation has helped them protect about 165 homes from a wildfire that's been burning near the New Jersey border. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. On our next episode, we're celebrating World Vegan Month. Come learn about veganism and how it's similar and different than vegetarianism. This Monday at 9 a.m.
The 2024 Lights of Love tree lighting ceremony begins at 5:30 p.m. on November 20th. Join us or listen from home on WFHR 97.5 FM.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, clear skies, lows around 30. Chance of showers for Monday, a high near 53. Showers and windy for Monday night, a low of 43. Breezy on Tuesday with rain, a high of 57. For Wednesday, some rain and snow showers possible, 40.
It's 48 at our studios.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the news staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app, Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else.
Right? Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
A little bit of soap will wash away your lipstick on my face. But a little bit of soap. The pain in my heart and my eyes as I go through the lonely hills. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears. A little bit of soap will wash away your powder from my chin. A little bit of soap. With my tears.
Have you heard when love begins to die? It leaves someone to cry.
Night and day.
Like a bird, you left your robin nest. And just like all the rest, you flew away.
A little bit of soap will take away your perfume eventually. But a little bit of soap will never wash away. Away my tears. I'll never lose the memory of your name in the night that I'll call through the lonely years. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears.
A little bit of soap is indeed all we need to start off this week's Seth Faces the Music, the show that proves that great things come in little packages. Just about everything starts out with a little idea, including most songs that are written. And we've got a bunch of them here tonight. Don't worry, though. There's nothing little about the sound. We got a bunch of classics and obscure tracks that I think you're going to love. So join me, won't you, as we face the music together. And up next, we're going to keep it rolling into the 1970s with Electric Light Orchestra and Shine a Little Love.
Tonight we're gonna run so long.
but you're still calm and still alone. Oh, and the little red light's not blinking. No, no, the little red light's not blinking. No, no, the little red light's not blinking on my big black Radio Shack digital portable phone. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
We had three songs in a row there. Don't do that very often. We just heard Little L from Jamiroquai from their album A Funk Odyssey. Before that, we heard Fountains of Wayne with Little Red Light from their classic Welcome Interstate Managers, and an early one from They Might Be Giants, Lie Still, Little Bottle. We got to take a break here on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, everybody, we have a band that was formed in the 60s, kind of went nowhere, regrouped, got a whole bunch of new people in the 70s, were a smash hit, sold millions of records. Then they really couldn't work together anymore and petered out in the 1980s. But some of their swan songs, if you will, were actually pretty big hits. Find out who it is when we come back on WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you all the time, yeah.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but it sure feels like mad. Don't you know I'm gonna make it with my friends? I promise myself I'll get by. Said I'm gonna try it with them too.
That's Mr. Joel Cocker with his classic cover of the Beatles. With a little help from my friends, has probably the scariest album cover of all time. Go check it out. And before that, we opened up this set with Fleetwood Mac and Little Lies, something that happened a lot in that band through its entire existence. Now, setting up for this next song may take a little bit of explaining. So, of course, in the mid-1950s, doo-wop had become a major style of music, very popular on both the R&B and the pop charts. Now, legend has it, this next song was originally a parody of the genre. A bunch of guys got together and said, Ah, these songs are so ridiculous, why, we could record one ourselves. And they certainly did. It shot up to number one on the Billboard charts, and I guess they had to keep going. Now, this is disputed, but either way, the song itself is very good. Here's the Diamonds with Little Darlin'.
Darling, I need you to call my own and never do wrong, to hold in mine your little hand. I'll know too soon that all is so grand. Please hold my hand.
Hey, get up. I was wrong to try to love up to that my lover was just
And that was Blondie with Little Girl Lies from their debut album, which has pretty much all but been forgotten. Too bad. There's a lot of great songs on it. And before that, our favorite ska group, it's The Specials with Hey Little Rich Girl. Time to take another break here on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, we've got a reggae classic from the man who practically invented the genre. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back to WFHR.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Russia has launched its largest drone and missile attack in recent months on Ukraine. A strike on an apartment building in a northern city 24 miles from the Russian border has killed 8 people, 2 children among them. Rescuers searched the rubble. President-elect Donald Trump may not get the attorney general he wants. CBS's Christian Benavides says Senate confirmation doesn't appear likely.
His pick to be the nation's attorney general, former Representative Matt Gaetz, who was the subject of a federal sex trafficking investigation, may not have the votes.
Another successful launch by SpaceX of its Falcon 9 rocket from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
3, 2, 1, ignition. And lift off. Go Falcon, go TD-7.
After separation, the first stage of the rocket will land on a ship station in the Atlantic Ocean. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, clear skies, lows around 30. Chance of showers for Monday, a high near 53. Showers and windy for Monday night, a low of 43. Breezy on Tuesday with rain, a high of 57. For Wednesday, some rain and snow showers possible, 40.
Right now, it's 44.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Me.
The name of the singer is Courtney Barnett. The name of the song was Need a Little Time from her 2018 album, Tell Me How You Really Feel. And before that, we opened up this set with, of course, the legend Bob Marley and the Wailers, Three Little Birds. Next up, we're going to turn to a song that was extremely controversial when it came out in February of 1984. The song is about a series of murders that took place in England called the Moors Murders. They happened at Saddleworth Moor, which overlooks Manchester between 1963 and 1965. Not only that, it includes a snippet from the Gospel of Matthew in the lyrics. So, needless to say, there were some people who were really upset when this song came out. But it has turned into one of the classics from one of the great groups of the 1980s. Here's The Smiths with Suffer, Little Children.
To the moor, dig a shallow grave and I'll lay me down. Over the moor, take me to the moor, dig a shallow grave and I'll lay me down. Leslie Ann and your pretty white beads, oh John, you'll never be a man and you'll never see your to answer for. Edward, see those alluring lights. Tonight will be your very last night. A woman said, I know my son is dead. I'll never rest my hands on his sacred head. Hindley wakes and Hindley says, so much to answer for. Oh,
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is